If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You see, the Western concept is that God exists for us. Hence, our prayers are always, God, do this for me. God, give me this. God, move me. God, give me that. And God is saying, I'm not going to move you. You say, God, I just can't believe that you want me to live, continue to live in this fashion. God says, no, I don't. You want to keep living in that fashion. You say, wait a minute, Lord, I'm waiting on a directive from you. What directive are you waiting for? What directive? I just want to be clear about this. About what? The Holy Spirit leads you. And so does the devil. And so does our flesh. Let me paint real quick. The Holy Spirit leads you on the road towards God. The devil leads you on the road away from God. Yes. And your flesh leads you on the road of your own selfish desires. Yes. That's how you can tell what's happening. When God leads you, it's substantiated by scripture. When the devil leads you, you can't find one scripture to validate it. When you lead you, it's just for earthly pleasure. I would hazard a guess and say more than 50% of our decisions are made in the flesh because we don't want to suffer. Let me show you. How many of you believe the passage of scripture that says tribulation works patience? So if tribulation works patience, then tribulation is good for you. Correct? Because it works patience. Now, how many of you go to God and say, give me tribulation? Why not? If it's good for you. Watch. Do you believe that a new car is good for you? Do you believe that a job making 100% of what you're making now is good for you? In other words, if you're making $50,000, and would you believe that a job paying $100,000 is good for you? Would you go to God and ask for him to give you a job making more money? How many of you would do that? Why? Why would you go to God to ask him to give you a job that makes more money? Because you believe it's good for you. But you won't ask for tribulation. And you said it's good for you. Which one does God do? See, somebody said both. Because, again, that's Western civilization. God has to give me what I want. Would he still deserve your worship if he caused you to lose the job that you have? Don't even try it. We do all that clapping and praising while we're working. See, this is how we are being taught. This is how we see God, that he exists for us. I'm believing God to open up a door so that I can be self-sufficient. And God says, that's why I'm not opening the door, because I don't want you to be self-sufficient. You'll become so arrogant that I will never be able to flow through you. But if I keep you dependent, then you will learn humility. And when you learn humility, then I can lift you. Now, you'll go out of here and go home and watch somebody on the Word Network that will invalidate everything that I'm saying, because they'll teach you to say, money cometh to me. That's not new. There are people called criminals who have said, money cometh to me. And it came. Money's not the issue. With God, the heart is the issue. We've spent more time using the Holy Spirit rather than submitting to Him. Paul said, in everything give thanks. John teaches that there are three that bear record. Now watch the shift. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul gives us, again, instructions for life. It's an interesting concept there in Ephesians 5. This is the chapter that tells husbands and wives, parents and children, how to interact with each other. That starts around the 22nd verse. It goes into the 6th chapter. And as in all instructional aspects of the Word of God, there is a passage that connects the instruction to a dependent verse. Paul is a master in writing in this fashion. In Ephesians 5, 22 and following, he talks about wives submitting to the husbands, and then husbands loving the wives. Then he goes into children obeying the parents. And then verse 4 of chapter 6, fathers, don't provoke your children. And then he even tells servants, you're to be obedient to them that are your masters. In other words, stop challenging your supervisors. I don't know why they have to have their hands in everything. I'm going to tell you why. Because of you. You're the reason God has them have their hand in everything, because you're the only one that's affected by it. So here you are, the child of God. I don't know why John Doe. I don't know why Jane Doe. I don't know why. And God is saying, you're the reason. Because your response is causing me to do that. If you just let it go and work with it, I'll move that person quicker than you can say Tom Sawyer. But because all you see is how it's affecting you, you're becoming rebellious. Listen, child of God, you ever sit at your desk knowing that your supervisor or someone in another leadership position is calling you on your phone and you just ignore it? Watch this. You ever come into your job early and start working at your computer on personal stuff? But then somebody calls you and you don't answer because I don't start till 9. But you're using the company's computer for your stuff. You mean to tell me you can't pick up that phone? That violates what Paul is saying. We have to stop censoring the Bible. We have to stop picking out the cute phrases. We have to deal with the truth. See, you thought I was going to talk about the Holy Ghost with tongues and all the other stuff. That comes in about 6 weeks. He didn't come just to teach you language. I spent 10 years learning Italian. It had nothing to do with the Holy Ghost per se. It had to do with those instructors and the books and the novels and the workbooks. So the tongues comes, but behavior and attitude. Why are you challenging the leadership? Pastor, they're just wrong. How'd they get there? Maybe God put them there because he knew what was in you. I don't know why Pastor put them in over this department. Anyway, we've been doing this like this for years, and there ain't nothing wrong with it. But maybe God did it because in your heart you've been doing it for years and thinking it's you. So now the Holy Spirit is at work. He gets a directive from God. Dethrone them. Watch. You are not my people. I can never call you my people, but I am your pastor. Because I've been given by God to you. You have not been given to me. You are God's people, whom he has sent for me to equip. Therefore, I serve you. You don't serve me. The mark of a leader is the servant attitude. Who empowers that? Holy Spirit. The ability to work and play well with others. We are not called to isolate ourselves in our particular ministries and remove it from the mainstream. That's not the Holy Spirit. He was the uniter, not the divider. Now watch Paul. In these passages of relational connection, husbands and wives, wives and husbands, all these things here, as with Paul's normal way of writing, there is a passage that connects that behavior with an action. I submit to you that the 18th verse of the 5th chapter is the connecting passage. Ephesians 5:18, notice what it says. And be not drunk with wine. What is drunk? Under the control of. Under the control of. Right? When a person is under the control of liquor, they are. So the Bible doesn't speak against drinking. It speaks against being drunk. Which means I'm not to be under the control of it. Now, he says, don't be under the control of wine because that comes from the excess, too much of it. He says, again, look at the King James. It says, but be filled with the Spirit.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
04116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Calling all preachers, evangelists, ministers, and carriers of the Word of God. Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invite you to attend Preaching Workshop 2016. This year's theme is Releasing the Fire with Specific Purpose. Come and learn from dynamic preachers of the Word, including Dr. Wesley Pinnock of True Light Fellowship Church, Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church, and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., Presiding Bishop of Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches. You'll have an opportunity to develop new strategies that will make your preaching effective for the Lord. Workshop topics include preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. The cost for materials and lunch is $20 per person. It's all taking place Saturday, July 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314, or visit BethelDeliverance.org.